Chapter 6. Liberty Park. We pulled him from the rubble, but did he say thank you? No, he didn't. He was only worried about his car.
Sylvia didn't like walking. She usually caught a bus or took a taxi. She was tired and her back hurt. But she didn't think about her back or about the cuts on her feet. She was with a lot of other people. They all had the same idea. They wanted to leave the town and go into the country, away from the dangerous high buildings. A friendly woman talked to Sylvia. "Isn't anybody with you, dear?" she said. "Where's your family?" "There's only my mother," said Sylvia. "I think she's at Liberty Park. I'm going to look for her." "Don't worry, you'll find her," the woman said kindly. Sylvia felt better. "Did you see the Grand Hotel?" said a man. "It's a ruin. Hundreds of people were inside it."
"It's terrible, terrible," his wife said. "I saw a baby."
She stopped.
"And the shopping centre," another woman said. "The shoe shop is all right, but the supermarket is a ruin."
"The centre's bad," said a man. "But it's worse east of here. I was out there when the earthquake happened."
"Near the station?" the kind woman asked.
"No, near the Oasis restaurant," the man said.
Sylvia started to listen more carefully.
"The Oasis is a lovely place," somebody said. "Is it all right?"
"No," the man said. "It's a ruin. A lot of people are dead. But the manager was all right. He was at the back of the restaurant. It was better there. He'll be all right. I wanted to help the other people, but I was worried about my family, so I came back into town. We're all safe. But our home..."
He stopped talking. Sylvia turned to him.
"Excuse me," she said. "There was a man in the restaurant. The manager was with him when... the earthquake... Do you know? Is he all right?"
"Yes," said the man. "He's all right. I pulled him out. A tall, dark man. Is that him?"
"Yes," said Sylvia.
The man laughed.
"Don't worry about him," he said. "He's fine. My friend and I worked hard. We pulled him from the rubble. But did he say thank you? No, he didn't. He was only worried about his car. He didn't help the other people under the rubble. He only had small cuts on his face and hands, but he wanted to see a doctor. Other people were dead, or nearly dead, but he wasn't interested in them. I'm sorry. Is he your friend? But really..."
Sylvia didn't answer him. She wanted to think. Marco wasn't dead. She was very happy about that, of course. But she understood now. She was stupid. A stupid, stupid girl. She didn't love Marco. She didn't like him. She loved Gabriel, and now, perhaps, it was too late. At midnight, there was another small earthquake. The people in the road screamed. They wanted to run, but where could they go? Behind them, in the town, more buildings fell.
"Oh, no," thought Sylvia. "When will this end?"
At 12:30 a.m., Sylvia arrived at Liberty Park. She looked round. There were thousands of people on the ground. Other people stood and talked. She couldn't see very well in the thick smoke.
"I'll never find Mother here," thought Sylvia.
she began to walk up and down the park.
Mother, she called. Mother, it's me, Sylvia. Where are you?
After an hour, she was very tired. I have to sit down, she thought. I'll start again in the morning, but now I'm going to sleep somewhere. Then, suddenly, she heard her name. She turned round.
Mr. Garcia, she said, where's Mother?
She's here, said Mr. Garcia, and she's all right, but she's very worried about you. My wife's with her now. How did you find us?
It's a long story, said Sylvia. I'll tell you later, but now...
I know, said Mr. Garcia. You want your mother. Come with me. Mrs. Delgado was on the ground with Mr. Garcia's jacket under her head. Her eyes were open, but her face was white.
Sylvia, my dear, you're safe, she said, and took Sylvia's hand. I'm happy now. I'm very happy.
Sylvia took her mother's medicines out of the bag and gave her some. Mrs. Delgado smiled.
Thank you, dear, she said.
Sylvia sat and watched her. Mrs. Delgado shut her eyes and slept.